Brisbane, we know that they were going to be improvers. Everybody tipped them as improvers. Sam, you saw them for quite a few years. I'm not sure that we thought they were going to improve this much. They had another win last night coming from behind Port Adelaide late in the game. And what about this for a number? The bloke we're about to talk to, just a lazy 16 marks last night and 23 disposals. Ooh. Josh Walker is on the line. Josh, congratulations. We knew you were going to improve. Everybody in footy said you were going to improve. Have you surprised even yourselves with 3-0?
Thanks, guys. It's been a busy start. We certainly went into the season thinking we could, you know, be competitive every week and beat teams. But at the end of the day, we've seen it won 5 games last year. It's pretty good.
And the other thing about 3-0, Josh, is that you've come from difficult positions in a couple of those games. So you've now got the belief that regardless of whether you get yourselves into a position where you might be a couple of goals down, you're still going to be able to get it done. Adversity is not worrying you.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's plenty of games like that last year where we sort of did get done by, you know, 3 or 4 goals in the end. So now have it going our way is very encouraging, and we certainly back our fitness and all the work we've done over the pre-season that we can really run games right out to the last iron. So it's proved helpful in the last few weeks.
And starting to build a really good spine. Obviously, Harris Andrews will lock down the key position for the next 10 years. McStay seems to have found his home up forward. Steph Martin is probably an underrated ruckman in the competition. Hipwood, a terrific night last night. Yourself getting plenty of the footy. So starting to build a really nice spine for a young team.
Yeah, that's right. I think we just, you know, finally we've played together now for, you know, 2 seasons or whatever, and you need that to sort of work out each other's games and become predictable to each other. And as you said, yeah, it's great to McStay and Hipwood, they've had really good starts to the year down forward, and just their competitiveness in the air. And Eric gets rewarded last night with a bad day, but it's been great for them so far.
Josh, Sam Hargrave's going to be chatting to you again, mate, and great to see you playing so well. Mate, there's an award that the Lions give out after every game, and I believe it's for the most selfless act or the most team-orientated act of the night. I reckon you'd have to be a shoo-in for that smother last night that cost them a certain goal. Well, you reckon you'd be very hard done by not to get... What's the award called, mate? Just enlighten us, and you'd be absolutely robbed if you didn't get it, I reckon.
Yeah, there's usually a selfless from the back of the week that the coaches give out. I'll tell you what, I don't look at it yet. It's too closely, because I actually should have been a bit closer to Ryder, I think it was, to start with, to let him get the ball. So it's sort of a starting my own skin, but who knows? Like, there's so many blokes playing well at the moment, and some selfless roles, and sort of what we're trying to build our game on, and it's one of the, you know, the main focuses for us. So, mate, to be honest, I've got no idea who'll get it.
Well, it sounds as though it might be you, according to Sam. Mm. One bloke who's caught my eye this year, Josh, is Hugh McCluggage. Now, we always knew that he was going to be a good player. It's probably taken a little while for his body to mature, but now he looks very comfortable out there.
Yeah, that's right. When we got here, he was polished and looked silky, and you could tell he was sort of going to be a player. But it does just take a couple of seasons to adjust to, you know, the pace and strength in the NFL, and now that he has kind of just size and he's had another good pre-season, he's looking really strong over the ball in the contest, and I think you see that when he works around the midfield, and he's been wrapped with the start of the year and so away.
Has Lachie Neale started talking about the Chaz just yet? Could be 9 from 9 in terms of Brownlow votes. I wasn't critical of the trade at all, but I thought losing Dane Beams and getting Lachie Neale, you might not be any further advanced from that. But it looks like he's settled in to the group really well. He's had a blistering start to the season.
Yeah, he's settled in very well. He gets on really well with all the boys off the field, which I think helps. And his form's been ridiculous. I think we're at 43 2 weeks in a row now, so... He's even in pre-season when we started doing some of the matching stuff, you can just see he's a class above with his hair clean, he's with his hands, and he's a real silky mover and around the ball. So we knew he was going to hopefully cause his team some trouble.
Josh, thanks for your time. It doesn't get any easier because you've got the resurgent Bombers next week, and then you've got Collingwood the week after that. But 3 from 3, you can't ask more than that. Well done, and thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, guys.